Welcome to Believing Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. Thank you for joining me for Believing Together. We're going to continue in Luke 19, talking a little bit about Zacchaeus. I preached a sermon some years back entitled A Little Man and a Big God. A Little Man and a Big God. And by the way, we're all little when it comes to being compared with God, that's for sure. We talked about the fact that Zacchaeus was rich. We talked about the fact that he was little of stature and how those things, that disadvantages he had in life, had caused him probably to not feel bad about taking advantage, doing people wrong in the profession that he had. He was rich because he had taken advantage of people. And he had accomplished that by hurting people. And here was a man that probably had been hurt in his life by people. And so he felt justified. The Bible says in verse 3 of Luke 19 that he couldn't see Jesus because there were so many people, and he was little of stature. So verse 4 says, and he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree. So Zacchaeus went to where there were no people, and he climbed up in a tree before the people got there. The Bible says because Jesus was going to pass that way. So Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus where he was, so Zacchaeus knew that he was going to pass a certain point, so Zacchaeus went ahead of everybody. You know, I think sometimes when we're little, we're thinking, oh, all these people, and he climbs up on this tree through these people. That wasn't how it happened. He went ahead, found an area where Jesus was going to be, and went ahead and climbed up in a tree and waited there so that he could see him, because he'd heard about all these things. And verse 5 says, and when Jesus came to the place. So Zacchaeus was already there. So Jesus comes to him. He looked up, the Bible says, verse 5, and saw him. So Jesus came to him. Jesus saw him. And just a thought today, I want to remind you that Jesus came to you. You and I didn't, you know, if you're saved by the grace of God, you're not saved because you were looking for Jesus. You got saved because he was looking for you. May I say that he saw you. He was the one that came to you, and he's the one that saw you. It wasn't because you saw him. It's because he saw you. You know, the Bible says that Jesus says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself. And just a reminder this morning that we ought to be thankful that Jesus came to where we were, because like Zacchaeus, we couldn't get to him where he was. So he came to us. And we need to remember that. And secondly, may I say, you and I ought to be thankful that he saw us, that he was interested in us, that he cares about us. And you and I have a relationship with him because he wanted a relationship with us. And how grateful you and I ought to be. The creator of the universe, the savior of the world, wants a relationship with us. Verse 5, it says that he looked up and saw him, and Jesus said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at that house. So Jesus came to him. Jesus saw him. Notice this, that Jesus knew his name. Jesus knew him. Zacchaeus didn't really know Jesus. He didn't know a thing about him. He just heard some things. But Jesus already knew him. And that's a reminder today. Jesus already knew you. He knew your faults. He knew your failures. He knew your sin. He knew every bad thing. He knows every word you've ever said. He knows every thought you've ever thought. And he still wants to come to your house. He still wants to have a relationship with you. And I don't know about you, but that's a picture of mercy and forgiveness and grace. That despite that Jesus knows all the bad, He knows us better than we know ourselves. And he knows us on a first name basis because he helped create us. But the fact that he knows all that and he still wants a relationship with us, many times more and worse than we want a relationship with him. He wants to be with us more than we want to be with him. That doesn't make sense. It's never made sense, and yet we're all guilty of it. Jesus came. Jesus looked. Jesus saw. Jesus said. And Jesus came to his house. And it's a reminder of how you and I came to know Jesus, how we came to be saved, how we've been blessed, how he loves us, despite the fact he knows everything we've done. And let's take that same kind of grace and mercy and show it to other people. I don't know about you, but I'm glad in the middle of a throng of people in this world, Jesus cared enough to see me, and he loves me, and he's forgiven me, and he wants to have a relationship with me. How blessed you and I are. God bless you. Thanks for listening this morning. We'll talk with you tomorrow here on Believing Together.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast. And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.